Hey there, this is Miss Tara, 1-800-356-6169, or visit me on the web at www.kinkyroleplay.com, and this is Erica's Femme Day, Part 2. Suddenly, the doorbell ringtone of I Am Woman interrupted Sandra. Sandra opened the door to two identically statuesque, tall, and highly attractive blonde women in navy blue-skirted delivery uniforms. Each stood pushing carts stacked half a dozen boxes high filled with gourmet food, desserts, and party supplies for the night's festivities. She greeted them cheerfully. "Oh, great! Slimansky Sisters Catering! Annika and Karen, right? Come on in. This is my male wife, Erica. She'll show you where to put all the goodies. It's her 5-year feminine role orientation birthday celebration tonight." Both Annika and Karina faces beamed at Erica, highly amused. Then Karina's eyes opened wide as she had to force herself not to burst out laughing. She whispered something in her sister's ear, and she giggled softly. "Oh, yes. You probably know Erica, don't you? Weren't you all in high school together some years ago? Of course, you may notice he did look a wee bit different back then, wouldn't you say? Knew him? Did they ever? Back then, in his manly high school athletic days, Eric made a bet with his football buddies that he'd date and bed both twins in the same school year. He succeeded without either twin knowing he had conquered her sister. This made Eric quite the stud legend in Clendon High. Callously, he never cared. His male bravado broke up the bond between the Slimansky twins for years. Erica felt lightheaded and faint as he forced himself to curtsy girlishly and gracefully to the two young women whose bodies he'd once used and disposed. He gazed down, unable to face their twinkling eyes. "Please, masters, follow me to the kitchen to put the party catering away." This was too much for Annika and Karina to contain their laughter. Both women tried to apologize to Sandra as they spluttered in mirthful triumph, at the expense of Erica's emasculated embarrassment. Sandra graciously pardoned them, assuring them she understood. "Oh, please don't worry about Erica's silly pride. She has to learn to never let any nasty male ego present itself as a problem, ever. Though a tad of discipline's been necessary at times, she more each day is learning to accept her new role and lifestyle quite wonderfully." Sandra stayed till Annika, Karina, and Erica put all the goodies away. She was having too much fun watching Erica squirm as the three worked together. The gorgeous twins commented constantly on Erica's exquisite femininity and attractiveness. Erica wished she would die, especially when she went to pick up one package and had difficulty with it. Annika was more than pleased to have to run to Erica's rescue, easily taking the burdensome box. In an air of exaggerated mock chivalry, she gleefully exacted some very satisfying revenge. "Oh, sweetie doll. You shouldn't try handling something so heavy. That's a job for a female, not a dainty, delicate male. You must remember, darling, all your silly old football training's gone now. Here's something more appropriate for my little girl to do. Be a precious darling and put these pretty lace doilies, satin napkins with silver rings, and cute pastel coasters where Karina orders you." Then Annika added one more psychic jab as her fingers brushed one of Erica's dangling earrings. She leaned in and whispered, "And, honey, straighten your skirt. You wouldn't dare let your master Sandra know that your slip is showing." When they finished with the supplies, Sandra paid the Slimansky sisters. She thanked them profusely and then added loud enough so Erica could hear, "Ladies, I'm so glad you both got to see Erica again. Think about old times, compare notes, and get up to date on new developments. It was a pleasure, especially how you made Erica feel so useful, even though I know she wasn't much help with the heavy work, of course. Oh, don't thank us. We see the more modern male showing up more and more. We have to say you have Erica much farther along in his training than just about anyone we've come across. Seeing what she has become is reward enough. The pleasure, we assure you, has been ours. Now, Erica, curtsy nicely to Master Annika and Master Karina, and thank them for their help, just as I told you to." Erica wanted to run away screaming, but he did as he was commanded. He dipped dutifully before them and kept his eyes lowered to the ground. Erica's voice stammered, relating the points Sandra wanted him to make. "Thank you, Master Annika and Master Karina, for helping me organize the delivery and for doing the hard, strenuous work that I could not. You're both so very, very strong, and since I'm only a male, I'm not. So please forgive me if I've ever been a problem today or ever before. Then Erica followed with a final, highly nervous and submissive curtsy. Annika and Karina stared at the pitiful Erica and smiled triumphantly, suppressing their amusement, nodding their thanks knowingly toward Sandra. As they were leaving, Sandra and Erica heard the sisters break into riotous female laughing and joking. Yes! There is a justice. That was fantastic. Can you believe we feuded for years over what Erica, did to us? I'm not so sure about that, Annie. Erica's a hottie. She's turned out to be quite the pussy tease. I got all wet watching her. I wouldn't mind having a go at her and present feminine charms for old time's sake. Of course, this time she'd be on the receiving end. You got that right, sister. Erica would be the one spending all her time on her back, on her knees, and bending over, holding her ankles. Sandra was exhilarated, finding herself a considerable flush of excitement listening to the Slomansky twins' discussion. Erica merely felt lightheaded as she cringed in silent despair. Annika and Karina high-fived each other, got in their van, waved, and drove away. End part 2. This is Miss Tara, 1-800-356-6169.